Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is.
The 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. We're streaming on the internet, WQAM.com, or on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app. Martin Bader, Dave Dwork sitting in with me. We have been talking some soccer today. Big Champions League day. So what the heck happened to Liverpool today? Because I work with, he's not in the building at the moment, but Eric Folero, big Liverpool fan, and I get to the station this afternoon. He's all pumped because his team is up 3-0, and then they end up blowing that lead to Sevilla and drawing 3-3. Is Liverpool going to make it through in the Champions League?
It's very much in doubt because it was a collapse that evoked the 2005 Champions League final against AC Milan.
Yeah.
When they also had a 3-0 lead, and they also blew that. So you gotta really have a special history to have that kind of consistency blowing leads when you need them the most. So right now, Liverpool could be out if there is a three-way tie with 9 points.
Wow.
in their group, because Sevilla will go through there. There is one match they left, so nothing is said and done. There's only 6 spots, I believe, that are taken already in the round of 16. PSG, which has 17 goals and none allowed. That's amazing.
Wow. Jeez,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Bayern Munich. Then you have Manchester City, Besiktas, and then the two teams that made it today, Tottenham and Real Madrid.
Right, Real Madrid.
Tottenham first in their group, Real Madrid second. So watch out, because if Real Madrid is second, it means that they play a first place team in the round of 16. So that could be
really interesting.
But they
scared,
can play Spanish team.
Yeah, you just heard there from Manny Chang, who literally has a Real Madrid tattoo. Although, I will point out, he also has a University of Miami tattoo.
That's the first thing I asked him when I walked in today, because I was listening on my way in.
Can we just stay to soccer, please?
Said, don't you have a Canes tattoo? He said, yes, I do. And I was like, are you going to put like a headdress on the back of it? Like, how's this going to work now?
He told me a story about how awkward he felt. Like, so he was in Tallahassee for the Miami-Florida State game. And he wore, you picked the wrong side, buddy, but he wore Florida State colors to the Miami-Florida State game at Doak Campbell Stadium, and he was wearing, like, what were you wearing, like a Florida State jacket or a shirt or something?
I was wearing a shirt, and my girlfriend wanted me to wear shorts. I said, no, I have the tattoo on my leg. I'm wearing jeans today.
Right, so he had to hide the U tattoo because he didn't want people to think, like, what is wrong with this guy where he's got the Florida State swag on? He's got a Miami tattoo. Like, I made a face at a guy when I was hosting the Hurricanes pregame show against Notre Dame a couple of weeks ago. And the guy even apologized to me because he saw the way I was looking at him.
God.
But I see this guy walking through, like, the breezeway. We broadcast, like, right next to the team store at Hard Rock Stadium. We're kind of under, like, some shade there. People walk right by us to go to the restroom. Like, they also do, like, sit and hang out and watch us do the show. But sometimes people will just walk right past you to the men's room. And this guy walked, like, 3 feet in front of me. He was wearing University of Miami polo and a Notre Dame Fighting Irish hat.
You can't do that. That's wearing an FSU shirt and a Florida hat.
It's like wearing an FSU shirt and having a Miami tattoo on your
right,
leg.
It's
like,
exactly.
God. It's like being... It's
the
like,
audacity.
Yeah. You can't do that. That's a cardinal sin. He should have, you know...
Well, it's bad enough to do that in general, but to go to the game where the two teams are playing, you're basically saying my head and my body are not agreeing today.
It's or it's like love, people guys. Saying, oh, I like all
you guys
kinds
should
of
try
music.
It.
No, I love my wife. She's a Yankee fan. I root for the Yankees for
go.
My wife. I'm happy to
oh,
root
wow.
for the Yankees. But when I go to a Marlins-Yankee game, I am dressed in Marlins clothes. Done it many times and will continue to. When she comes to a Marlins game with me, she wears Marlins clothes, unless they're playing the Yankees. We still love each other, yet, you know, somehow it works, Manny. Maybe you guys ought to talk about compromise. Maybe
next
you've
topic.
Reached that stage in your relationship.
Yeah, he wants to move on from that. He's worried his girl is listening right now. If you'd like to get it, maybe if she's listening, she wants to call in. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560, pound 560 on your cell, or you can text us at 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. And last thing here on soccer, Martin, you were telling me that the opportunity could be there for my hero, Mauro Icardi, to move up in the ranks of the Argentinian national team and be a starting striker now.
Exactly, because unfortunately, Darío Benedetto, who is the starting striker for Argentina and Boca Juniors, he tore his ACL last Sunday.
Well, you got to be in better condition, I think.
It was just one of those things. He was like Tannehill. He just injured himself.
Oof, that
and
stinks.
Then, so now he's going to be out for at least 6 months, severely injuring, excuse the pun, his World Cup hopes. And if Benedetto isn't in it, and Agüero, he proved that he can be the starting striker, but it will be a fight to the end between Icardi and Agüero for the starting spot besides Lionel Messi on the Argentinian forward alignment. So
I'll be honest with you, I kind of prefer Icardi on the Argentina bench because I want to save him from injury for Inter Milan. I want to keep that body healthy.
But the World Cup could send his value up to like 150 million. So you want him to play in the World Cup.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I like that. By the way, would you guys like to engage here in a Italian orange soda, aranciata,
to celebrate
Inter Milan's 2-0 win over Atalanta last week?
and
Dave, I asked you if you could bring a bottle opener because this is so old school.
I brought you a bottle opener. I don't know if Manny's going to like it very much, though, because it plains the Canes fight song.
So I have with me a couple of bottles of San Pellegrino aranciata.
Even though they say twist off.
Those are twist off? Oh my God. Doesn't that look like what you would need a bottle opener for?
But let's do the bottle opener anyway.
No, you're right. It is a twist off. And that's the Miami fight song playing on your bottle opener.
Yeah, I think it's pretty nifty.
Got to support the team, as David Putty once said. And I've also...
That thing's not going to stop.
Oh, Texter writes in, Dono, how sweet it is to be a Canes supporter.
Do I have to drink this out of the cup you provided?
Yeah, it out of the cup and pour me some, because I have two bottles here and four people. Jeez, can you shut that damn thing off?
No, I can't.
Okay, I think it just shut off on its own.
Salud,
everyone. San Pellegrino Aranciata.
To Inter Milan.
That's right.
And the Italian national team that's not there in the World Cup.
Oh! Now like, you're trolling me.
Bubbly orange juice.
Yeah, it's
delicious.
Good, right? It is very good. I also have a couple of snacks here I'll bring out.
This is
in a little bit.
This is the weekly Dono and Dwork food taste segment,
which
has no official name.
Yeah, what was it you brought in?
I brought in last week
Israeli treats.
The bamba.
Yeah, the bambas. I want more of those. Like peanut. They're basically peanut flavored, like cheese puffs. They look like cheese puffs, but they're peanut flavored. Those are very good. I have a traditional Italian tweet in a little bit. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560 if you'd like to get in. Share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines. 56022 is how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line. It's good, right?
Yeah.
Because I never get it how the Americanized orange sodas, they make them that like neon orange color, whereas like the foreign orange sodas, like it's the color of orange juice.
It's pale.
Right. Like why would it not be that color? I don't understand why you wouldn't keep it that traditional color.
I think just judging from the clear plastic bottles, you see the bright orange, gets you excited. You see a pale orange, you're like, that orange looks a little depressed. I'm going to go for the happier orange.
I'm going to go for the happy orange. Chang, you enjoying that over there?
Oh, it was purely delicious. By the way, the big orange comes in 2-liter bottles, while this one comes in a pretty good size for one person.
Yeah, it's true. They do make bigger ones, but I was at this little Italian market, and I bought a couple tiny bottles of the aranciata, but it's very good.
Aranciata.
Very good. I like it.
56022 is how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line, but please don't text and drive. Miami Hurricanes defensive coordinator Manny Diaz nominated for the Briles Award for the second straight year. He's a semifinalist among 14 other assistant coaches. I think this has got to be the year. 14
others. In the semifinals?
Yeah, they're going to narrow it down to five is who they take to the final. You're going to narrow it down to five people.
Jeez.
You know, I don't see any reason not to give it to Diaz this year since he's coaching an undefeated team that is actually going to the conference championship, because I get they could use the four losses against him last year. But you look at what this Miami defense is doing, guys. Leading the nation in sacks per game. Fourth in the country in tackles for loss per game. I think sixth or seventh in total defense. And every quarterback that faces Miami has to spend like a week in the ice bath afterwards. I mean, they are mauling opposing quarterbacks. They are dominating the line of scrimmage. And this is the same defense that two seasons ago under Mark D'Onofrio looked like they had just all become like monks, and they like gave up violence. Like they took a law against violence. Let's just stand back. We're going to meditate back here. You know, if Georgia Tech is on our 4-yard line, we're all going to line up in the end zone and just welcome them with open arms into the end zone. Like, they're pacifists under Mark D'Onofrio. And now most of the same players have become savages under Manny Diaz. I don't see why that guy doesn't get the Broyles Award.
Well, you hear all these coaches say when things go wrong, oh, we got to simplify things. We got to make it easier for the players. You don't hear that at UM. At UM, they relish in making things harder for the opposing offense by disguising everything that they do. And not only that, but they're clutch. The comeback against Virginia was officially started when they had that pick six after the touchdown that made it 28-21. So not only are they fun to watch, not only are they menacing to the opposing team, but they are clutch and they make plays when it matters most. And we haven't been able to say that about the UM defense or the Dolphins defense, for that matter, in a long time.
That's right. Let's talk to our buddy Gordo, who wants to talk some Canes. What's up, Gordo?
Just real quickly on the Dolphins. I mean, is there any, unless there's an off-field incident, is there any reason whatsoever to talk about this team until about 5 minutes before we drafted our next player?
Not much.
Any reason whatsoever? I mean, there's no reason. I didn't watch the Tampa Bay game this past Sunday. I don't plan on watching another Dolphin game the rest of the year. There's absolutely no point.
Man, it's like, right? Well, I still want to. I mean, here's
why?
The thing. Like, I would love to see this team sack Tom Brady, but why would I even think that's going to happen when they're not sacking anybody? So it's tough. I mean, I think if you live and die with the team, you watch them play every single week.
Give me
a reason to care.
I know people that live and die that are just selling off tickets like I don't know. I mean, there's nothing to watch. I mean, you know, here's the reality of the Dolphins. They lost their starting quarterback 4 weeks before the season started. Who would have all those Ryan Tannehill people that couldn't stand Tannehill? Look what happened. We lost him 4 weeks before the season started, and this knucklehead coach overreacts and trades arguably our best player because of it. So the whole thing implodes because our quarterback is gone. And he decides with his infinite wisdom, I'm going to trade our diamond in the rough running back that we got out of nowhere from Boise State, who wound up being an all-pro running back, just because, I mean, I just don't get it. The guy overreacted to losing the quarterback and the season, you know, spiraling out of control. He just said, you want to know what? It's an asterisk. We lost our guy. Let's just put the pieces. We'll just ride it out for the rest of the year and just start or hit the reset button next year. But he didn't do that. As much as I don't want to talk about the Dolphins, I mean, it's just like the whole thing is this coach, who we all love, totally overreacted and traded our best player because our starting quarterback went out 4 weeks before the season started. I mean, anyone who thought that Jay Cutler, who basically said, I'm done with football, was going to come back and light it up, you're wrong. You people don't understand that you need to have continuity with receivers. Tannehill had it. I mean, there's a reason why none of these receivers are getting open this year. There's a reason why. I mean, we've got no quarterback.
I see receivers getting open because I see Kenny Stills making plays, and I see Devontae Parker dropping boneheaded passes. He's putting the football right to the other team and giving up interceptions.
Devontae Parker is Yetiel Green all over again. Okay?
Unfortunately, I can't argue with that. I wish I could.
I mean, forget him. He's done. I mean, how many times am I going to hear the big zero tell me about Devontae Parker? He's done. He's not worth it. And, of course, every time we pick a receiver, it never works in the first round.
Go, Gordo, let me let you run, man, before I completely get dragged into this cloud of misery. I appreciate the phone call. But listen, to what he's saying, like, and his complaints on the Dolphins are valid, but it's hard to, if you're a super fan, to come out and say, why would I even bother watching this team? Here's the sad reality of my life. And I know this is the sad reality for many of you who have lived through a lot of painful years of Dolphins football, the same way you've lived through a lot of painful years of Hurricanes football. You've lived through a lot of painful years of Marlins baseball and Panthers hockey, even, you know, some down years in Heat basketball, though those have been few and far between. I show up and I support my team every Sunday or every Saturday in the case of the Canes. Am I in pain by how inept this team is, having lost four straight games and looking like dogs out there on some of these Saturdays? Of course I'm in pain by it, but I keep supporting my team because that's what I do. Oh, hold on. Stop the presses here. Is this really Manny's girlfriend on line one? Okay, she has got to explain. Yaimara, you have to explain how you turned Manny Chang into a Florida State fan. And I thank you for your service, because since he became a Florida State fan, your team can't win anything. And I love it.
Well, first of all, when I first met him, I told him, the first thing I said was, hey, we can't be friends because of your tattoo.
Oh, so you didn't like the Miami tattoo. Okay.
No, I didn't. I am from Miami, but I like the Miami tattoo. So then it went on from there. And then my mom goes to him, hey, how come you have the Miami tattoo? And he goes, well, it's love. So he's cheering for FSU for love. And then he fell in love with FSU when I took him to the his first game.
Keep taking him to games, please. For the good of my team, keep taking Manny to games. Take him. I want you both, and I will even help this financial investment. Christmas present. I will help invest in season tickets for the two of you. Please keep taking him to games.
I'll take the season tickets. I'll do that one.
You know, it's funny you say that about his tattoo. I said the same thing to him when I saw his Real Madrid tattoo. I said, I'm not sure we can be friends, but we ended up working it out, he and I.
Well, they're more than friends, so.
That's right.
When does he get the Inter Milan tattoo?
Friends? What is this?
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in and clearing the air.
No, of course. It's all for love. You know, you got to do some things. You got to bend some stuff.
Well, we'll get into how, in fact, you love Manny another time, because that's probably going to take a while. But
listen, we all love Manny. Let me count the ways.
Yeah, but I don't go home to him.
Okay, what?
Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye. Bye, babe. I'll see you later. Love you. Bye.
See, I love that. I put up the bat signal for Manny's lovely girlfriend, and she really did call in, and she explained
it. She wasn't
it.
Afraid.
She wasn't afraid. So,
like other people.
Well, so you converted to Florida State
I
fandom
convert,
for love.
Relax.
I want you.
So you're cheating on Miami then.
I want Manny to be the next Chief Osceola. Because I'm guessing, like, it's probably not been the same Chief Osceola for, like, 60 years. They've got to rotate in new Chiefs. Like, I want Manny to take some equestrian lessons. Like, take some, like, spearfishing lessons to learn how to throw the spear. I want Manny to be so invested in this Florida State football. Because the more invested he gets in that, the worse Florida State's football team gets. So let's make this happen, guys.
Over under 5 seconds before he falls off the horse.
Three.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I'm taking the under on that.
Have you ever ridden a horse, Manny?
Very uncomfortable. It got very tight in the middle.
Well, that went in a direction I didn't expect it to go.
Well, it might have been because you were barebacking.
Oh. I have no idea what that is. Is that something that Italians do?
On occasion, yeah. We'll go through some phone calls when we come back. People are fired up about the Canes. Number two in the college football playoff. You know, I've seen a surprising amount of texts telling me that people are actually upset that Miami moved up a spot because they want to keep the chip on the shoulder. Like, guys, We want Mark Richt to be able to use that as motivation to tell his players, guys, they doubt us. They don't appreciate what we're doing. They have us behind Clemson, even though Clemson has lost a game. So now that Miami has leapfrogged Clemson, are you rejoicing or are you in some twisted, weird way upset about this? The Alex Dono Show continues next here on WQIM. I just brought out some traditional Italian snacks. I kind of feel bad for people listening who can't actually share in this. Like, that's like the next thing, right? We have 3D. We need to create some kind of a platform where over the radio I can share my snacks with the listeners.
Wasn't that what they did in the Wonka movie?
Like
the
That's right, yeah.
The TV that you could feed people with?
Yeah, that's right. See, we need to really invent that. And that was like back in the 60s that Gene Wilder came up with that idea. Yeah, we need to make that happen.
Gene Wilder.
He's a genius.
What was the cone thing called? It was delicious.
Oh, yeah. It was some kind of a hazelnut cone. So I had two snacks. One of them is a traditional Italian cake. There are two traditional Italian cakes people eat around the holidays. You have the panettone and the pandoro. They both come from Verona, which is, you know, where Romeo and Juliet were from, allegedly.
Fair Verona.
That's in Fair Verona. They both come from Verona, and I actually prefer the pandoro over the panettone because the panettone has this dried fruit in there. Not a fan of dried fruit. Like, I like fruit, but dried fruit, not so much. So I prefer the pandoro, which has no dried fruit in that. So we had some of that, which is awesome. And this is, I don't know if I've ever had this exact brand before, but it's a Missouri Cono. It's a hazelnut cone, which basically is like an ice cream cone filled with Nutella, and it was so delicious.
But it was like Nutella, but like Crunch Bar Nutella, because there was like little Rice Krispie pieces in there.
I think it was little bits of hazelnut, or it was crispy rice, you're right, because I did see that on the ingredients list.
It was so good that I said, where have you been all my life?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You were looking at that longingly with adoration in your eyes.
Yeah, it was love at first bite.
My blood sugar is so spiking right now because of that, by the way.
You sure it has nothing to do with the Canes at number two?
It could be. Yeah. And I think somebody has me figured out, by the way, because I mentioned that I would love Manny Chang to become the Florida State mascot. Like, I want him to be Chief Osceola.
Can he be the new mascot?
That's right, because the more invested he gets in that program, the worse that he gets. But a texter wrote in, Dono, you just want Chief Osceola to have a UM tattoo on his leg. Like, that's why I want Manny. That's why I want Manny as Chief Osceola.
Yeah, the listeners are smarter than us, man.
He figured me out. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to James. You're on WQAM. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, man? Great show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask you a quick question. This team speed we looking at on this UM defense, man. What UM team does it remind you of? What year like? Because I'm seeing like a swarming defense. Like
I see a little bit of 0-1 in that defense.
Yeah.
87.
Yeah, man, they looking good, man. I'm thinking they're gonna bring it home. I don't see nobody team speed comparing with them right now.
And
man,
I'm so glad you brought that up, James, because one thing that really ticked me off after the Notre Dame game, I kept seeing people come out and saying, you know, people are not Miami fans, obviously, like, wow, we overestimated Notre Dame. They're so slow, they're too slow to be a national contender. No, what if Miami is just really fast? Because guess what? Notre Dame, they didn't look that slow against Michigan State or against USC or even against Georgia, yet they look slow against Miami. Maybe Miami is just
exactly
that fast is what I told people.
Exactly. Listen, if I can veer to the left for just a second and have you settle a bet with me and my brother, we have a Thanksgiving bet. Lose
I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Okay, it's a basketball question. Okay. My argument is that the three best shooting guards, specifically that position in the history of the NBA, in the history of the NBA, which is a long history, is Michael Jordan at one, Kobe Bryant at two. Mm-hmm. I say Kobe Bryant at two. We both agree on that. I say Dwayne Wade number three.
So do I.
He says Allen Iverson.
Oh, no, get out of here with that nonsense.
No, Wade at three.
I mean, listen, Allen Iverson, unbelievable player and unbelievable story to be that size, to be like 175 pounds soaking wet and to be that great. But no, Dwayne Wade is number three. You are correct on that.
You're preaching to the choir. He's listening on the radio right now, and bro, I won't.
Well, tell him to stop drinking too much.
Okay.
Tell him to not be drunk when you start arguments with your friends. I think that could be his problem there. Oh, man, let's talk to Corey. You're on WQAM. What's up, Corey?
What's up, Donald? Long time, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. I got to beg to differ on that last one. LeBron and maybe Allen Iverson are one of the only players to lead their team to the finals with nobody around them. Aaron McKee's and Eric Snow's of the world.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, Corey. There's this awful feedback. Is that the line he's on, you think, Manny? Like, you think, okay, Corey, can you do me a favor? Can you call back on the 954? Because you called in through the 305, right? Hold on.
Is that better?
I think that's a little better. Let's try and bear with this here. Let's go with it. Continue.
Wasn't LeBron a three?
Is a three.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't play shooting guard. He plays small forward. So
I'm just saying. No. I'm not talking about the position. I'm just saying I'm really speaking for Allen Iverson, because he took his team with nobody to the finals.
Yeah.
But why are we putting down Wade that he didn't have that he had people that helped
Wade
him?
I don't think Wade can do that by himself like Iverson.
Well, what about
or LeBron,
Wade, who had in the NBA Finals in 06 had
exactly
one of the greatest individual performances ever, like top two or three performances in an NBA Finals was what Dwayne Wade did in 06.
Yeah, playing with Jason Williams and Posey and Antoine Walker, that's it.
And Shaq.
Yeah, but Shaq was a non-factor in that in those finals. Like, come on.
No, but he was still a presence. He was still commanding double teams.
From who? Eric Dampier?
Bodies. Open space.
Yeah, I hear you. I love Wade. I'm a hometowner. But, no, I was really calling for the Canes, man. You remember when Al Golden took over the team and he took his first press conference, someone asked him, how do you feel? What would make you come coach this team or whatever? He said, are you kidding me? He never got it to that type of team of, are you kidding me?
Right.
And Warren Sapp was the only person from day one that did never like the hire of Al Golden. And he spoke about
Warren Sapp and
times.
Dan Cilio.
yeah, Dan Cilio too, yep. But you remember when they were flying the fire Al Golden sign over the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Jimbo Fisher had an issue with that. He said, he was like, no, I don't want them to fly that.
He's thinking, I want Al Golden to coach there forever.
Right, I want to continue this Al Golden run because he knows that Al Golden would never do anything down here at Miami.
Yeah.
Now that he knows if they ever were to find a coach like a Mark Richt that knows the recruiting, that knows the area, he's an alum, we would get back to this type of team of, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? So now Mark Richt was the only person, and I remember you saying it the other night, Donald, that everyone wanted N'Kosi Perry to start. We all wanted to see N'Kosi Perry.
Yeah, me too.
Mark Richt told Malik Rozier that you'll never play for me. If you keep practicing how you're practicing, you'll never play for me. And I commend Malik Rozier because he got better. He got on the field. And I'm glad Brad Kaya left because we wouldn't be in this position if Brad Kaya was our quarterback.
Yeah, it's weird that I feel the same way. It's weird because like Brad Kaya, better pure passer, but in the college game, I think it's so important what Malik adds, being able to run the football and being able to escape pressure. Like, you can't win big in college without that ability anymore.
Let me give you the perfect example of it, the difference between Kaya and Rozier. 31-28, third and goal at the 9, and Rozier actually runs for a 9-yard touchdown, making it 38-28.
Yeah, Kaya would have gotten sacked there.
Kaya would have gotten sacked, a field goal, and maybe Virginia comes back with a touchdown.
We wouldn't have beat Virginia with Kaya. We wouldn't have beat Virginia Tech with Kaya. We wouldn't have beat Notre Dame with Kaya.
Or Florida State.
We probably would have lost, or Florida State with Kaya. We probably would have lost another game with Kaya. But the thing about Malik Rozier is he's a fighter, man. He's like, he throws 3 interceptions, but he's still composed. He still comes back second half. It's something about what Mark Richt tells these guys. At halftime, they come out in the second half and make adjustments every single game. And we haven't seen this type of team since the early 2000s.
You're right.
I mean, for his dad to have a stroke and for him to go into that Notre Dame game and do what he did speaks volumes of this kid. I know he's not going to make it in the pros because of his size, but I will always want to have somebody on my football field like that kid that players can look up to and want to play.
Hey, listen, Corey, I got to wrap it up here because we got Mike Badgley coming up. A great phone call, truly an excellent phone call. And Dave, I want to thank you for stopping by. Where can people find you on social media?
At David's Work, pretty easy. DWORK. Come find me. Let's chat.
And Martin Bader, where can people find you, my friend?
Same here, at Martin Bader SP. We can chat in Spanish or in English. Either way, the door is open.
Yeah, you gotta one up me, can't you?
I'm gonna start throwing him like tweets in like German and Italian, and see if I can throw you off your game a little bit.
I'll be on it.
So we're gonna talk with Jersey Mike, senior kicker Mike Badgley, next here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.